Would you be able to give us a little background on how offshore drilling has impacted Rhode Island and the South Coast in the past?
Well, so as far as I know, there hasn't been productive offshore drilling in this northern tract of the Atlantic Outer Continental Shelf. In the late 70s, early 80s, there were some exploratory wells drilled about 110 miles, I believe, east of Massachusetts, but they did not result in oil and gas production. So we don't have a lot of experience to go on what that would be like if there was offshore drilling that started producing in this particular region. But of course, we have experience from other areas and general principles to guide us on what we might expect.
What could we expect, I guess, first, environmentally speaking?
Well, there are a number of different concerns we might have environmentally. So the first thing people might think of are carbon emissions. An important point to note, though, is the extent to which any given barrel of oil that comes out of the ground adds to or replaces other barrels, and thus carbon emissions, is not clear. This depends on oil market conditions. And then the other big one is, of course, oil spills. So there's, you know, we can look in the past for every certain number of barrels extracted, a certain number are spilled, and then those can do quite severe damages to marine ecosystems, to shorelines, to parks. They can be very expensive to clean up. And then the way that economists would think about those losses is on several levels. So one is the direct cleanup costs. The next is any losses to, you know, fishing industries, to tourism, from beaches not being as desirable or not being usable. And then there's also lost value to Rhode Islanders from not being able to use their parks or enjoy their parks. And these values are generally understudied, but they can be very large. And then the last factor is, and we've seen this with prior oil spills, even people who don't go visit the shoreline, you know, who don't live on the coast, even Americans in other states, if there was a big oil spill that did damage to marine ecosystems, might also suffer losses from that. A lot of people care about the fact that there is, you know, marine wildlife and pristine environments, and these existence or non-use values can be quite substantial as well that could be harmed by an oil spill.
I'm speaking with Lint Baraj. She's an assistant professor of economics and environmental studies at Brown University, and we're discussing how offshore drilling in the North Atlantic could impact Rhode Island and the South Coast. So what would be the economic impacts of offshore drilling in the North Atlantic?
On the benefit side?
Both, benefits or drawbacks.
Yeah, of course. So if we assume, and I think this is a big question mark, but if we assume that there will be wells that will be productive and produce oil and gas, I think the first thing that's important to acknowledge is that oil and gas extraction does produce a lot of very well-paying jobs. So, and importantly also for people who don't have a high school diploma. If you're a rotary drill operator, average wage is, I think last year, $57,000 a year. And again, that doesn't require a high school diploma. Petroleum engineers, Bureau of Labor Statistics projects 16% growth over the next 10 years in that profession. The average petroleum engineer last year was paid $147,000 a year. So there's really jobs that pay very well in this industry to be had for people. And some of that extra money is to compensate for difficult working conditions on oil rigs. But I think it's important to acknowledge there are very well-paying jobs for people from a range of backgrounds in this industry. Oil and gas drilling also produces a lot of demand for supportive services and supportive equipment. So there would be investment and demand for capital goods. There would be demand for support services, you know, trucking and administrative services onshore. So it would definitely produce investment and jobs. And importantly, oil and gas drilling also produces value added to GDP. And this can be quite substantial. And then from the fiscal perspective, at the federal level, there's government revenues to be had from the leasing and also from the royalties of oil and gas extraction. And that's actually a really good tax base. Of course, at the state level, it's trickier with offshore drilling because the Outer Continental Shelf resources belong to the federal government. And so for the state, there might be some increased tax revenue from increased sales taxes, property taxes, you know, this demand for additional services. But there's also costs from increased pressure on public infrastructure. So there have been some studies that have looked at the fracking boom and the fiscal impact it's had on different states where, you know, with fracking, at least those resources are owned locally. So states can earn severance taxes and other extraction taxes. But the damages to public infrastructure from increased trucking or increased health impacts, in some states, those negatives outweigh the positives. In other cases, states have done very well fiscally. It's really a mixed bag, potentially.
In your expert opinion, is offshore drilling a good or a bad idea?
I think it entirely depends on the setting. What are recoverable resources? What are risks with extracting those resources? It depends on the condition of the international oil market. It depends entirely on a lot of known unknowns and unknown unknowns. And it also at some point depends on something that economists can't decide for society, which is how we trade off benefits to one person to cost to another. How do you trade off the potential for a good job for a young petroleum engineer who just got out of college with the potential loss of livelihood to a fisherman in Rhode Island? At some point, there's a value judgment involved. Even if we had a crystal ball and we could see there will be no oil spill and this much oil will be produced and these are the benefits, even if we knew all the outcomes and the values attached to these outcomes, which we don't, it ultimately boils down to a societal question of what are our values and how do we trade off gains and losses to different people.
That was Lint Barrage, Assistant Professor of Economics and Environmental Studies at Brown University. We discussed the potential local impacts of President Trump's recent proposal to expand offshore drilling in parts of the North Atlantic that are currently protected. Lint, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.